Your body is home to a hidden universe of trillions of microorganisms that collectively weigh as much as your brain. This invisible ecosystem influences virtually everything about you, from how your skin looks to your emotional state. For most of human history, we lived in harmony with these microbes. Studies of indigenous populations reveal extraordinarily diverse microbiomes containing species entirely absent in industrialized societies. But modern life has triggered what could be called a microbial extinction event inside us. The consequences are staggering. When harmful bacteria colonize the small intestine, a condition called SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, they release toxins that leak into the bloodstream, creating system-wide inflammation. This explains how gut problems can manifest as skin rashes, brain fog, joint pain, or heart disease. Research shows these microbes even influence behavior and cognitive function through the gut-brain axis. What's particularly alarming is how common these problems have become. Conservative estimates suggest at least one-third of Americans have SIBO, with rates approaching 90% in conditions like fibromyalgia. Yet most doctors remain unaware of this epidemic, treating symptoms with medications rather than addressing the underlying microbial imbalance. Our microbial decline begins at birth. Babies naturally acquire their mother's microbiome through vaginal delivery and breastfeeding, an inheritance shaping immune function, metabolism, and brain development. This transfer is disrupted by rising C-section rates and formula feeding. C-section babies acquire hospital bacteria dominated by problematic species, while formula-fed infants miss breast milk's complex prebiotics. Throughout life, the average American child receives 10 to 20 courses of antibiotics before age 18, each potentially causing permanent microbiome changes. These microbial hydrogen bombs kill beneficial species while allowing harmful ones to flourish. Meanwhile, our food supply contains microbiome-disrupting chemicals like glyphosate that selectively target beneficial bacteria. Modern diets worsen the problem. Prebiotic fiber consumption has plummeted from 100 plus grams daily in hunter-gatherer diets to just 5 to 8 grams in Western diets, essentially starving beneficial bacteria. Without these fibers, certain bacteria begin consuming the protective mucus lining of our intestines, degrading this critical barrier against inflammation. Perhaps most concerning is the fecalization of America. Fecal bacteria, normally confined to the colon, increasingly colonize the small intestine where they don't belong. Your intestinal tract's mucus lining, less than 1 millimeter thick, protects intestinal cells from digestive acids and trillions of potentially harmful microbes. When this barrier fails, bacteria can breach the intestinal wall, triggering inflammation that manifests as conditions from fibromyalgia to depression. Modern life undermines this protection in multiple ways. Food additives like emulsifiers in ice cream, salad dressings, and processed foods act like detergent on the mucus lining. Research shows additives such as polysorbate 80 cause inflammation, promote harmful bacteria, and contribute to metabolic issues within days. Other disruptive factors include maltodextrin, reducing antimicrobial peptides, chlorinated water, altering beneficial bacteria, NSAIDs, damaging the barrier directly, intense exercise, temporarily compromising gut integrity, and chronic stress, reducing mucus production. Fortunately, we can strengthen this barrier. Green tea catechins cross-link mucus proteins to create a thicker lining, especially when combined with zinc carnosine. Eugenol from cloves stimulates bacteria that enhance mucus production. These elements, plus prebiotic fibers, effectively heal the intestinal barrier. While the colon naturally contains trillions of bacteria, problems occur when these microbes migrate to the small intestine, causing small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, affecting about one-third of Americans with serious health consequences. Key indicators include multiple food intolerances, fat malabsorption, persistent skin conditions like eczema or rosacea, and conditions linked to bacterial overgrowth, obesity, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, fatty liver, fibromyalgia, and IBS. Risk factors include acid-suppressing medications, anti-inflammatory drugs, H. pylori infection, opioids, hypothyroidism, and abdominal surgery. Many SIBO patients also develop small intestinal fungal overgrowth, SIFO. When microbial balance is disrupted, fungi like Candida can proliferate throughout the body. Research shows that with SIBO present, there's a 36% chance SIFO is also present, with another 24% having SIFO alone. Fungal overgrowth particularly impacts the brain. Studies show young trauma victims' brains contain no fungi. Elderly non-dementia brains show moderate fungal presence, while dementia patients' brains have dense fungal populations, suggesting beta-amyloid plaque may actually be the body's antifungal defense. Addressing SIBO and SIFO requires a multifaceted approach. While conventional medicine offers antibiotics like rifaximin, herbal alternatives have proven more effective. A Johns Hopkins study found herbal regimens achieved a 46% success rate versus rifaximin's 34%. An innovative solution is Supergut SIBO yogurt, containing bacterial strains that colonize the upper GI tract, form biofilms for long-term residents, and produce natural antibiotics. This formula combines specific strains of Lactobacillus geseri, L. reuteri, and Bacillus coagulans for a powerful anti-SIBO effect. For fungal overgrowth, natural antifungal agents work well. Curcumin from turmeric effectively combats multiple fungal species while remaining gentle. Food-sourced essential oils like cinnamon bark, clove, oregano, and peppermint often outperform conventional antifungal medications. When taking antimicrobials, you may experience a die-off reaction, fever, chills, skin rash, and emotional turbulence as microbes die. This typically subsides within days. To prevent recurrences, avoid microbiome-disrupting factors while adding probiotics, fermented foods, and prebiotic fibers. Several key nutrients support a healthy microbiome. Vitamin D strengthens the intestinal mucus barrier, enhances immunity, and reduces harmful bacteria. It prevents toxic bacteria from entering the small intestine. Due to limited sun exposure, most people need 2,000 to 5,000 IU daily supplementation. Olive oil benefits through its oleic acid content, which converts to oleoethanolamide, OEA, and increases beneficial acromantia bacteria. These microbes reduce insulin resistance and strengthen intestinal barriers. Consuming 2 to 3 tablespoons daily significantly impacts microbiome health. Omega-3 fatty acids neutralize bacterial toxins, repair intestinal barriers, and promote beneficial bacteria. Wild-caught fatty fish provide the most bioavailable forms. Iodine, often overlooked, is crucial for thyroid function, which regulates intestinal motility. Deficiency can lead to hypothyroidism, slowing intestinal movement, and triggering SIBO and SIFO. Herbs and spices modulate microbiome health through their polyphenols. Oregano, cloves, rosemary, and cinnamon stimulate beneficial bacteria while inhibiting harmful ones. Cloves are especially valuable. Their eugenol content substantially increases intestinal mucus thickness. The Supergut approach centers on extended fermentation, 36 hours versus 4 hours, with prebiotic fibers to increase bacterial counts from millions to billions per serving, far surpassing conventional yogurts. L. reuteri yogurt delivers smoother skin, reduced wrinkles, faster healing, and restored muscle. Its oxytocin boost enhances empathy while protecting against upper GI tract infections. Bacillus coagulans yogurt reduces inflammation, arthritis pain, and IBS symptoms while supporting muscle recovery. Lactobacillus gasseri yogurt can trim approximately 1 inch from waist size over 90 days without lifestyle changes, while Lactobacillus helveticus and Bifidobacterium longum yogurt clinically reduces anxiety and improves mood. Beyond dairy, numerous foods can be fermented, including hummus, salsa, pureed fruits, sweet potatoes, and vegetables. The key to resolving modern health problems may lie in restoring our ancient microbial heritage. By nurturing the trillions of organisms in our GI tract, we can potentially reverse chronic conditions while achieving accelerated weight loss, deeper sleep, smoother skin, improved mood, and better relationships, maintaining physical strength and vitality into our 90s.